Okay, so we're on. Please, I need everyone's attention. I need everyone's attention. I need everyone's attention. We're on Daf Kuf Chaf Beis. We're around midway down the column at the second Mishnah. It's around the sixth very wide line. Everybody with me? Kuf Chaf Beis Amud Aleph, page 243, the sixth wide line. Okay. So Manitin, we learned in the Mishnah. Amar Rabbi, so again, we've been talking about relying on, we spoke earlier, relying on a woman, relying on one witness, that with different leniencies in terms of establishing the death of a man, a husband, and it was to avoid an aguna situation. So Manitin, Amar Rabbi Akiva, Shiran Kilaner Dala Abir Hashanah. So Rabbi Akiva says, Rabbi Akiva lives in Eretz Israel. And there's probably Simon Wolf saying, we normally see him going to Rome, but rarely see him going to Neher Da. Now he's heading east. So when he went to Neher Da, he says, La Aber Hashanah, to intercalate the year. In other words, he's the Gadol Ador, and he's going to add a month to the year, but he went to Neher Da. Now, normally, it's only done in Eretz Israel, but the Gemara learns that if Lo Niach Kamoto Ba'aretz, if there's nobody as great at him as in Eretz Israel, so you could do it outside of Eretz Israel. But I saw in the Masifta Gemara they had, and this Rabbi Leibowitz also mentioned in his Daf Yomi, that the difficulty is like this. The Gemara is going to quote Rabbi Gamaliel, and the Gemara learns that Rabbi Gamaliel died before... that he died before Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Yeshua were Rabbi Akiva's Rebbeim. Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Yeshua. So if Rabbi Gamaliel is alive, then Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Yeshua are alive. Those are his Rebbeim. So it's hard to understand how he could have gone outside of Eretz Israel to declare the Ibur Shana when his Rebbeim would have been alive. That's the part that's hard to understand. That's in the Dorot HaRishonim asked that question. So anyway, the Mishnah says, I'm going to keep Yeradati in the Yeradati because he's leaving Eretz Israel, so he's going down spiritually, although Babel is also, physically lower. I encountered Nehemiah from Beit Dali, and we've come across this Mishnah earlier in the Masechta. Amarli, he said to me, Shamati Shem Asinu Isha Eretz Israel Al Pi Erechad. I heard that nobody in Eretz Israel permits a woman to marry based on one witness, Ella, and the other side he has Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba, except for Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba. In other words, he's like an outlaw, Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba. He's the only one that's what I heard that takes place in Eretz Israel. Benometilo, and I said to him, Nometi is an unusual term, but they had in the Kati, that Rav Kati from the word I said to him, Kena Adverim, you got that right. That's exactly the way things are going. Nobody accepts one witness except for Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba. So Amarli, he said to me, Amor Lahem Ishmi, I want you to tell them in my name, tell the Chachamim and Eretz Israel in my name, Atem Yehudim Shamedina Meshubeshet B'Gayasot. He says, you know, this Medina where we are, remember the Gemara earlier was Mesupak on what Shat was. The Gemara didn't know whether it meant that where the place where you're declaring that the person is dead is, or he meant where he is now. But the Gemara ends up saying that the place where we are now, in other words, right now, this neighborhood, it's a rough neighborhood. They got marauding troops all over the place. So either it means it's not safe for me to go, or I have to stick around to protect my wife and kids. That's the way Rabbi Simon Wolf was saying. To Eretz Yisrael, I can't go to Eretz Yisrael. I got to stay here in Babel. It's too dangerous. So he says, tell my name. And then the Bachet's words, Kach mikublani mi Rabbi Gamliel Zakein. But I have Mesorah from Rabbi Gamliel Zakein. So again, there are a number of Chachamim named Rabbi Gamliel, like the name keeps repeating over the generations. But Rabbi Gamliel Zakein, he lives in the first half of the first century, like between the year 0 and 50, or there's no year 0, between the year 1 and 50. That's when he lives. So I have Mesorah from Rabbi Gamliel Zakein. He says, that you are allowed to marry a woman based on one witness. And then when I, Rabbi Akiva, returned to Eretz Israel, and I, over here we have the, no, that was over here, Gabriel, okay? So he says, when I came and I presented these words before Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Gamliel is the grandson of Rabbi Gamliel Zakein. This is Rabbi Gamliel Diavne. Rabbi Gamliel Diavne is the Nasi after the Korban Beis HaMikdash. So he says, when I presented these words for Rabbi Gamliel, Samach Lidvorai, he was very happy. V'amar Matzanu Chaver L'Rav Yudim Bava. He says, I'm so happy that now there's like a colleague, and there was like an opinion that agrees with Rabbi Yudim Bava. Rabbi Yudim Bava always said, that you could marry based on one witness. And now this Nechemia Ish Beit Eli, you know, also holds that way. Mitoch HaDavar is Kar Rabbi Gamliel. So as a result of this discussion, Rabbi Gamliel remembered an incident, Shenehargu Harugim B'Tel Arza, that there were a number of people who had been murdered in Tel Arza, the location there in Israel. So it seems like either the Girsa should be different or the Pshat is different, that Rabbi Gamliel HaZakein permitted them to be married based on one witness. In other words, now I remember, you know, the Chav Gedenk, that this was an incident that occurred and they were Matir al-Piyad Echad. This is the Behuk Sekuliot Masin. Now here, in the Mishnayot, it says, Behuk Sekuliot Masin al-Piyad Echad. In the Mishnayot, it says, they established, at this point, they established that one witness is enough to establish the death of a husband for purposes of remarriage. And in addition to which, Masin AVP'd, you can even hear say evidence. So if I hear, if you know one person hears the person saying, I saw him dead, that the person who heard that can go and present it before the Beis Din. And then Mipi Eved, we can use an Eved Kenani as well. And Mipi Isha, or a woman who normally is not Kasher Leidus, and Mipi Shifka, from a Shifka Kenani. Now, the article pointed out that over the years, clearly the halacha changed. In other words, the first halacha was, going to Beit Sham and Beit Hillel, that we believe a wife to say her husband is dead. And then they loosened it up even further. He says, now, Rabbi Akiva Omer, lo pi isha, lo pi eved, lo pi shifta, lo pi krovim. Rabbi Akiva said, you can't rely on the statement of a woman. You can't rely on an eved cannot. Would I skip something? I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm sorry. You're right. Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Yeshua Omerim. So Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Yeshua, those are Rabbi Akiva's Rebbeim. They say, ein masin isha al pi edachad. You're not allowed to marry al pi edachad. Rabbi Akiva Omer, lo pi isha, lo pi eved, lo pi shifta, lo pi krovim. But we'll see in the Gemara that Rabbi Akiva later on adopted a different position. Okay? Let me do another six lines and then we'll take questions, comments, and thoughts. Okay? The same Rabbi Akiva. In other words, Rabbi Akiva before, he went to Bavel and he encountered this person, this Nechemia Ish Beit Eli, who said the halacha is, you know, B. And then he reported it. But it's saying here that he didn't agree, but he later on adopted that. We'll see in a minute. So that could be like his earlier position. In other words, the Tana and the Mishnah could be recording his earlier position, and then later on he changed. Yeah. So the Gemara says, "Vesava Rabbi Akiva ki'ifilo," meaning the Tana Rabbi Akiva holds that a woman's testimony or her woman's statement is not enough to establish the death of a husband. It means a woman who's not the wife. He says, "Vahatanya." We learn in the Brisa, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Omer, Rabbi Shimon Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar says the name of Rabbi Akiva. A woman is ne'emenet to bring her own get to kavachomer. So this is referring to a Mishnah in Gittin in the end of the second parak, coming up in Daf Yomi in about 9 months. So the Gemara over there says, the way that the Gemara has a whole shakla b'tarya, the Mishnah is on Chaf Gimel days, and then the Gemara on Chaf Dalet. In Gittin at the end of the parak says it could be that a man gave a get to his wife, and he could give her a get and he'd say divorce, but he says, no, take this get, bring it to a Beis Din in Eretz Yisrael, and then the Beis Din will take it from you and present it to you. So you're going to be the shliach laholacha. You're going to be it sounds a little strange, like giving a wife to be a shliach laholacha. You're going to be the shliach, the messenger shliach. You'll give it to the Beis Din, and then the Beis Din will serve it on you, but you'll have to say, b'fanei nechtam, because you were bringing a get from outside of Eretz Yisrael. It's necessary for the person to say that it was written in my presence and sealed in my presence. So, I don't know, a little strange that like, there were some people in the Beis Medrash today that were involved with Seder again. I don't know, it's just, anyway, so it seemed like a strange sort of coincidence. So anyway, so he says here, so he says that a woman is believed to bring her own get based on Kavachomer. And we're going to extrapolate from the Kavachomer, the Rabbi Akiva holds that a woman is believed to say that the husband is dead. The women that come said are not believed to say that the husband died. Remember, we learned in just a few dapim ago that there are five women that are not believed to say that a husband died. And there was women who have enmity, you know, for the widow, or might have enmity for the women for the widow. Remember the mother-in-law, the tsara, the yavimta. Remember all those women. So he says all those women that aren't ne'emano say meibala ne'emano la bi'itain, but they are ne'eman to bring a get from the husband and to present it. That they are Ne'eman. This case where the woman is believed to say that her husband has died, he says, certainly she should be believed to bring her get and make a declaration. So the Gemara says, the Gemara extrapolates from this brisa that the women of the Chachamim said, there was those five women, they're not Ne'eman. They have no Ne'emanus, the five women. He says, Isha Ba'alma Mehemna. But another woman who's not one of those five women, you know, with the enmity, would be Ne'eman to say Ne'epala. So that's the issue. So here we have a statement from Rabbi Akiva, and this statement seems to say that Rabbi Akiva subscribes to the idea that a woman would be ne'emanet, say me'balah, but in the Mishnah, Rabbi Akiva said a woman is not ne'emanet. So lo kasha, there's no contradiction between the Mishnah and the statement. The first statement Rabbi Akiva in the Mishnah was made before they adopted this rule. In other words, he wants to say once they adopted the rule, the message came back from Eretz Yisrael, then Rabbi Akiva was on board with it. And the later brisa reflects afterwards. Okay, who's got questions, comments, or thoughts on anything I did so far? What do you got for me, Yosef? Okay, let's just repeat it again. Okay, Yosef asked me to repeat. Okay, so again, this brisa is saying that a woman is believed to bring her own get. We're going to deal with that, and then we're going to extrapolate from a line in the discussion that a woman is ne'eman to say me'bala. Any woman is ne'eman. So here, a woman is ne'emanet to say bring the geet from the kavakomer. If the women, who are not ne'emanet to say your husband is dead, in other words, this group of five women who are like poison, but they are ne'eman to bring a get. So this woman, she's the wife, but she's ne'emanet to say me'bala, that everybody agrees on. That's an earlier takana. Me'bala, certainly she's ne'emanet to bring her get. That's the brisa. Okay, then the Gemara says, so we can extrapolate from there that there's only these five women are not ne'emanet to say the husband is dead. That's the implication of the brisa. Every other woman would be believed. Isha ba'alma mehemna. So that's what the Gemara wants to say. Okay, who's had questions? Yeah, no, okay. So remember, the Gemara said that if the woman has an enmity, she wants to sabotage the wife. So let's say the mother-in-law, you know, she doesn't want her in the family, or the tzara doesn't want her, the yavimta doesn't want her as a co-wife. So she has a reason to lie and mess up this woman. So she might lie. But in terms of bringing a get, the get corroborates the testimony. She's coming with the get, and it's signed. So that helps corroborate the emes of what she's saying. Gabriel, did you want to ask something? Well, ask the question and then we'll deal with it.
What's the man says that women go to the war?
To the war?
To the war. There's a war.
War. Does this relate to our Gemara?
It was in the past.
Okay, let me hear. So,
and then because of the war that decides to go the
war, but instead of
coming back because to another town, doesn't
return back.
Is there a limit of 3 years or 7 years?
If he
doesn't come back, then it's automatically divorced.
No, in other words, like, no, in secular law, there's an Enoch Arden law, but in halacha, we don't have anything like that. We don't have that. No. Okay. All right. I'm going to move on. Okay. Now, okay. So we're on the last Mishnah on Kuf Chafez Amid Aleph. Okay. Welcome. You're in the right place. You know, you want to open the Gemara? Can you show where Gemara roots? Okay. Page 243. Okay, you're okay. Yeah. Okay. Welcome. Okay. How do I say welcome in Farsi? No. How do we say welcome in Farsi? Okay. What?
Shalom aleichem.
Koshmati. Okay. Now we're five lines from the bottom on Kuf Chafei Zaman Aleph. Okay, Manitin, and this is our last Mishnah, Masechet Yevamot, last Mishnah. So Manitin, Amrulo, this is picking up with the conversation with Rabbi Akiva. Remember, initially, Rabbi Akiva was opposed to relying on a woman's testimony or one witness. So Amrulo, the Chachamim said to Rabbi Akiva, Masiv ibn Levi, Shalchulat Soar, Yir HaTmarim. there was an incident with a group of Levium who went to Tsoar, the city of Dates. I was a little bit bothered because Yericho is normally Yer Hatzmarim. And Zod HaBaracha, it says, he showed him, you know, he said, Bikat Yericho Yer Hatzmarim at Tsoar, that he showed Moshe Rabbeinu the Jordan Valley, the Bikat Yericho Yer Hatzmarim, the Valley of Jordan, which is the valley of the city of Jordan, which is Yer Hatzmarim. But here it's saying Tsoar is Yer Hatzmarim, but they're near one another. It means they have very good dates. The Kalah Chamihim. So these people are traveling, and one of them gets very sick. So they leave him, they deposit him in the local inn. So on the way back, they said, what happened to our friend? We don't see him around anymore. So Nomit Lahem, so she said to them, mate, Ukvartiv. He died and I buried him. He says, now we don't know this yet. The Gemara is going to say that the Pundakit was a non-Jewish woman. And that's what the Gemara is going to say. It was a non-Jewish woman, but she was Mesicha Lefi Tuma. She was speaking in her innocence, which we learned is an exception. So he says, but he see what Ishto, and they married, they permitted the wife to remarry based on that statement. So now the argument that the Chachamim are making to Rabbi Akiva is, in other words, if you're going to rely on the Puntakit, we don't understand this yet, the Gemara is going to touch it up, but if you can rely on this non-Jewish woman, certainly Kohenet means the Jewish woman who's Miuchas, Miucheset, you know, it doesn't lock off with Kohenet, it means a Bak Kohen, but a Miuchas woman, like, shouldn't we should rely on her statement? So Amar Lahem, I think, right? Where's the base? So Amar Lahem, if it's like the Puntakit, she'll be ne'emenet, which means if she's meisiach l'fi tuma, pundakit botzi lehem maklo b'tarmilo, the sefer Torah shayabi yedo. Pundakit brought out the decedent's staff, his satchel, and the sefer Torah that he had with him. Now, there's different ways to touch up this Gemara. So Rashi, the top wide line in Rashi, was on the top of, and there was the bottom, three lines on the bottom. So Rashi's here is l'shnei pundakit ne'emenet. He says, not kippum the gakit, when the pundakit is nemetic, lomar, him sadavar za emet, shemin or pundakat, shiri loa lesamhu, lofituma, his tikha, vibila hamakal the karmi loa. In other words, we'll see in the Gemara. She was just talking, and then he's left this, that's not that, the other thing. That's one way to understand the Gemara. The other way to understand the Gemara is that it was like corroborating evidence. And the way Rabbi Samuel says, there are certain things like a person doesn't part with. There are certain things you might loan out, but certain things you don't loan out. And the fact that she brought it out, that proves that he was dead. I'm not familiar with this, but he said that after the Twin Towers collapsed, there were a few Jewish people I know that were working on, you know, to be mocked here, but there was one person they didn't find, but they found his pants with his wallet and then some, I think, some skin tissue on it. And the idea is, like, you know, like a person wouldn't loan out his pants, you know, with his wallet, you know, and things like that. So that would lend, you know, more corroborating evidence. Okay. Turn the page, we're on the top line on Kuftaf Beis Hamid Beis. Okay, we're coming into the kill now. Do you see the light? The light is, it's like the end of the marathon. Okay, so the Gemara says, my griyuta the pundakit. So from the fact in the Mishnah that the Chachamim were speaking to Rabbi Akiva, this was before Rabbi Akiva went back and adopted this, and they said, look, if you believe a pundakit, certainly you should be able to believe like a Jewish woman who was miucheset. So my griyuta the pundakit, what's the deficiency with the pundakit, the innkeeper? So Amar Rav Kahana, pundakit over a kuchavi maita. She was a non-Jewish woman. Umesichel pituma. She was speaking in her innocence. Umesichel pituma haita. Zemach lo b'zeh tamer lo b'zeh kever shukhar kib. This was his staff. This was his satchel. And here's where I buried him. He says, v'chein tani ava b'reid rabin yumi barchia. Pundakit over a kuchavi maita. She was a non-Jewish woman. Umesichel pituma haita. Zemach lo b'zeh tamer lo b'zeh kever shukhar kib. So the Gemara says, but how could Mesiyat Lefi Tuma, or Tuma, if it's a man, that means he's just talking and the information comes out. If it's the result of a question, that's not Mesiyat Lefi Tuma. So here they asked her, what happened to our friend? And then she starts bringing all this stuff. Why is that Mesiyat Lefi Tuma? As soon as she saw them, she started crying. So the way that Rabbi Leibowitz was saying, like, the crying is like a type of speech. In other words, like you know, they didn't say anything. And she just, you know, breaks out in tears. So Amrullah, they said, what happened to our friend? So Amralahem made Ufartib. He died and they buried him. And then that was the piece with this. Okay, now let me just do a little piece.
Why did they leave this chaver with a Gaya?
I can't answer that. I don't know. Like maybe they're in the Negev, and this was the best place to leave him. He was sick, and they didn't have hospitals and things like that. So this was the best shelter they could find. I don't know what to say now.
I mean, we are so careful about.
Fern, wait 1 minute. Let me do this piece, and then you'll get in. Okay. So now we're talking about Mesiyat Lafi Tumo. So the Rif infers from this Gemara that an idolater's report about a man's death is not believed unless he offered the information without being asked. So you can't ask anything. If the idolater was asked about a missing man, his response is considered formal testimony, and he's suspected of lying. However, notes the Rif, if the idolater initiates the conversation about the incident and does not complete a story and identify the dead man until after Drew questioned him about details, it is considered Mesiyat Lafi Tumo, and he is believed since he did not initiate the conversation. Okay, the main thing is he deduces this from the Gemara, which says that the innkeeper's report was considered Mesiyat Lafi Tumo, since the friends question her only after they saw her weeping. So in other words, if she begins the conversation on this topic, then it's Mesiyat Lafi Tumo according to the Rif. The Rif maintains that the opposite is also true. If an idolater tells of a man's death in response to someone who asks him a general question about a missing man, it is not considered Mesiyat Lafi Tumo, even though he was not explicitly asked about whether he knows anything about Reuben's death. You know, I say, has anybody died lately? And he starts talking. So that's not Mesiyat Lafi Tumo according to the Rif. Now, the Gemara in yesterday's daf on Kufa Palapama Beis indicates that a report repeated in Beis Din is not considered Mesiyat Lafi Tumo, even if it was not elicited by anyone's question, because one who delivers a report in a court does so as formal testimony. So in other words, if he comes to Beis Din and makes the statement, that's not Mesiyat Lafi Tumo. The Ezra's Nashim applies the same stringency to report offered in the private study of a respected rabbi. A non-Jew who comes to a well-known rabbi to relate a story presumably does so with the intention of delivering formal testimony. The Rashba indicates that if the idolater, while casually relating the story of a man's death, adds, tell Reuben's wife that her husband died, his testimony is invalid, because he thereby insinuates that he expects his report to be accepted as formal testimony so that Reuben's wife can remarry. Okay, now what would you want to say, Fern?
I don't understand. They have someone that, like, came out of ghost face. And they're leaving this person with a
guy. First of all, you're inferring facts that the Gemara didn't say. They said he got sick. I don't know how sick or whatever. They left him in the inn. That's it. I don't have more to say about this. Okay, any other questions, comments, or thoughts? What? COVID. Okay, so, okay, let's see further than the Gemara. Okay, now we'll do the last piece of Gemara, and then this will be it. Okay, now, don't forget to mute yourself, okay? So Tana Rabbanan, three lines above where he gets medium wide, and kuf chaf beis amid beis. Okay, so Tana Rabbanan maaseh b'damachad shibala yidal ha'isha lefnei Rabbi Tarfon. It was an incident with one person who came to testify concerning a woman before Rabbi Tarfon. In other words, he's coming to say the woman is dead. Amar lo b'ni he'achat te'odeya be'idr. What? Yeah. What did I say? Yeah. I'm sorry. Yeah. Maaseh b'damachad shibala yidal ha'isha. Right. It means the husband's death concerning the woman. Yeah. Lefnei Rabbi Tarfon. He says, how do you know anything about, you know, what happened with this woman? So again, Mesiyat Lafi Tumo was done by a non-Jew, but here's a Jewish person that's coming for Rabbi Tarfon, and we said that one aid is enough to establish that the death of a woman, a husband, a man. So but the issue is, what sort of cross-exam, we never got into this up till now, and this, I think Rabbi Leibowitz was saying, like now the Gemara gets into what sort of Drishan Chakira do I have to do? He walks in, he says, dead. So is that it? Or do I have some cross-examination? So he says, B'ni he'achat te'odeya be'edot ishazu. So it's nice that he's saying he's dead. He said, Reuben is dead. Well, how do you know? Or it's not going to be Reuben. You'll see in a minute what his name is. His name's going to be Yochanan. How do you know Yochanan is dead? So Amar, Aniva hu ayiti holchem aderach. He says, we were traveling on the road. There was like this marauding troop pursuing us. And it led by Yichor Shalzai. He grabbed a branch of an olive tree, Upishacho, and he broke it off. So Rashi says, in the second line of Rashi, it was a branch of a fig tree, and I'll talk in a minute about that. He says, Upishacho, he was able to beat back the marauding troops with this branch. You know, it's interesting. I can sort of hear, like with modern weapons, you know, you shoot the submachine, it doesn't happen. But if people have swords and you've got a big branch, you can kind of beat them back, you know, you get a long branch. There's a way to like kind of beat them back. So he says, Amartilo, Arya Yishar Kochacha. So I said, here it means like lion, Yashakoch. In other words, you have the valor of a lion, you know, like he says, Amarli, Nina Teodesha Aryeshmi. How do you know that my name is Arya? It's true. In other words, I have a nickname that way. This is what they call me in my city. Yochanan Rebbe Yehonatan Aryeh the Kfar Shichaya. I'm the lion from Kfar Shichaya. So that was that incident, he tells. Yamim Chala Ubeit. And then after a number of days, he got sick and he died. But he see Rebbe Tarfon and Ishto. So Rebbe Tarfon, based on this statement, married off the wife or permitted the wife to remarry. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Tarfon Labai Drishva Chakira. Now, Rabbi Tarfon doesn't require Drishva Chakira. Now, Drishva Chakira is a different sugya in Sanhedrin, but people who learned may recall. Chakira, remember, Chakira is you ask him what day of the week, what day of the month, the hour of the day. Remember, the Gemara learns that Eidos, you need the Eidos for that because it has to be in Eidos. Any Eidos is not Yafshar Lazima. In other words, the Eidos has to be susceptible to proving that they're Eidim Zomamin. So I have to have Eidos where they say, on this date, this time, this place, I saw it. That's the, and then the Drisha would be like cross-examining on the facts of the case. So the Gemara says, does he not require Drisha b'chakira? Bahatanya, you learn the Brisa. Master b'damakachi b'alif rei b'tarfo. Now, this Brisa is going to be another description of the same case, but the Brisa is going to bring it down a little bit differently. There was an incident with one person who came for Rabbi Tarfon. Give the testimony, you know, related to a woman that the husband was dead. So I said, how do you know the sages? So Amar lo, we were traveling on the way. There was this marauding troop that pursued us. He grabbed onto the branch of a fig tree. So here, in our Gemara, the earlier said the olive tree. Now it says fig tree, but Rashi learned they were both olive trees, so that would be taken out. Otherwise, and Rabbi Leibowitz mentioned that, I don't know why it would be different. Upshakal, he broke it off. He was able to, you know, beat back this marauding troop. So Amar Kilo Yishar Kochacha, and he says, Aryeh. I said, Yashkoach Aryeh, thank God. So Amar Li Yafek Yiban Lashmi. Yeah, you figured out my name. According to the Iri, Yochanan ben Yonatan Aryeh the Kfar Shichaya. So it's slightly different. The early was Yochanan ben Rebbe Yehonatan. He's got Yochanan ben Yonatan Aryeh the Kfar Shichaya. Yamim chala umay. After a number of days, he became sick and died. So Amarlo. So here in this version, Rabbi Tarfon starts cross-examining the witness. Amarlo lokaka martili Yochanan ben Yonatan the Kfar Shichaya Aryeh. Didn't you tell me? He remembered what he said, but he was trying to like bait him, test him. He said, didn't you say that the person was from Kfar Shichaya Aryeh? The Aryeh is modifying the name of the town. So the way that Rabbi Leibowitz was saying, like when a person lies, you know, that they have to remember what they lied about and they get messed up. If they're telling the truth, they stick with the truth. So Amarle lo, elakak amar tilach, yokan ben Yonatan Aryeh the Kfar Shichaya. He went over this with him two or three times. The Kivena Devarav, in other words, the testimony was correct. We see Rabbi Tarfon and Ishto. So we have one version of the story where there's very, very limited or no cross examination. And one, he just says, how did you know this or whatever? That's the extent of the cross examination. The other one, he's really cross examining him. So the Gemara says, Tanayim, Machloket Tanayim. So in a Kanami, both stories about Rabbi Tarfon, there's Machloket Tanayim. Whether you need drisha b'chakira, the Tani we learn in the Braisa in Bodkim Eidei Nashim b'drisha b'chakira. The Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva says when it comes to Eidei Nashim that witnesses who are coming to testify about the death of a husband, we don't cross examine them. The Rabbi Kiva says that here. He says the Gra has differently. Gra has drisha b'chakira. The Gra has Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Tarfon, Omrim Botkim. That's the way the Gra says it should be. So if I do the way the Gra is, the Tana Kamas holds that I don't do the Bedika, but then Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Tarfon, Omrim Botkim, that we do examine them. So either way, whatever the opinions are, but Kmitzel Kiva is Rabbi Chanina. The point of dispute turns on Rabbi Chanina's holding. The Amar Rabbi Chanina, Dvar Torah, Chadini Mono, Chadini Nefasho, Patrish Bechakira. on a deraisa level, whether it's a monetary suit or it's a capital crime, the eidim have to go through drisha v'chakira. Shenemar mishpat echad yelachem. Why do the Chachamim say that if it's monetary, you don't need drisha v'chakira? In other words, we want to create a society where people feel comfortable loaning money. People need money. I know that when I collect the money, so whatever witnesses I produce, they're going to cross-examine them, and even honest witnesses sometimes get messed up in their testimony. I'm going to say, you know what, I don't need this. I'll see you, I'm not losing the money. So in order to kind of, you know, motivate people to lend money, they said that by Dini Mamono, you don't need Rishva Chakira. With my commitment, he said, then what's the dispute over here by the death of the husband? Mar Savar, Kiva the Ituba Lemishkal, Dini Mamono Dami. One opinion holds that since upon the death of the husband, so she'll take the ksuba, which is a plunk of money. So we can view this as a Dini Mamono case. Umar Savar, Kiva the Kashirin Nation, Ishtalma, Dini Tashva Dami. The other says, no, since we're permitting the woman to remarry, it's like Dina Nefashot. It's like a potential capital crime. So therefore, we need Drisha V'Chakira. All right, now, let me speak a little bit. Don't, right. Okay, now, all right. So again, there's two opinions here. There's two opinions. One opinion is there is Drisha V'Chakira, one opinion not. So the two Braises, one opinion, even though they're both within Rebbe Tarfon, so one is one way, one's the other way. Okay, now, all right. So first of all, wait, first, I want to thank our sponsors, and we thank you for your generosity, each and every one of you. That's Gina and Gabrielle Aronoff, and Daniel Khodadadian, and Malka Luzun, Yael and Rafi Mehdi, and thank you, Rafi, for bringing the food, and then Miriam and Yosef Brahmani, and Ruth Stein. Thank all of you for sponsoring our simcha tonight. Now, All right. Now the next two lines of the Gemara. Rafi, I changed my mind. You're going to finish up the Masechta, okay? The next two lines you're going to do. But the next two lines of the Gemara is a statement that we know because we recite it all the time in davening, especially on Shabbos morning, that Tamid Chachamim are Marvim Shalom Bolam. All right, so Sfardim say it every day, Daniel says. It says, B'chol Banayach Limei Hashem. So Mefarshim bring down, and he has it here, the Morot Daf Yomi, anyway, so Banayach is Beit Nun Yud Chaf. So that's an acronym for the four Masechtot that end with this Gemara. That's Brachot ends with it. In other words, if you look, the last lines of Brachot are Tamid Chachamim or Bim Shalom Bolam. And then Nun is Nazir ends with it. And then Yud is Yibamot ends with it. And Chaf is Kritan ends with it. So the question is, why Dafka, these four Masechtot, end with something that speaks about Tamid Chachamim increasing Shalom in the world? So the Maharsha says that each one has its own reason, but the Maharsha wants to say that since the Chachamim, that they had all these kulas that they introduced, and they said, Mishum iguna kiluba rabbanan, because of like, you know, we don't want them to want to be agunot, so Ravina, Rabashtra, Madgish, that they're not okir something from the Torah, the yisod of what they did is to create shalom in the world. That's why they're doing these things, is to create shalom in the world. But there's an Aruch Lener that's by Rabbi Yaakov Etlinger, who's also the author of Shas HaTshuva's Bin in Sion. So he says a little differently. He says that, you know, I hate to bother you, but there's a sefer on my makom, the blue one, right behind you. Yeah, the blue sefer. Thank you. Imre Baruch. Yeah. Okay. Thank you. Okay. Thank you. I'm glad you're back. All right. Now, the Aruch Lener says that there are four types of potential conflicts in the world, four types of potential conflicts. One conflict is a person with a Kadosh Baruch Hu, a person is out of sorts with the Ribono Shel Olam. You know, maybe he's Mechal Shabbos, eating treifas, but he knows it's not quite right with that. Then there's another one, Bin Adam Lechavero, I'm not getting along with person or persons, you know. Then there's Bin Ish Leishto, between man and his wife, like spouses aren't getting along. And finally, then he says, Ben Guflin Shama, means like the person internally. It's a little bit like the three conflicts that Aristotle speaks about, you know, that the you can have a conflict between, you know, man and nature, he says, between man and his fellow man, and man and himself. Anyway, so he says that in our Masechta, or these four Masechtot are each Merameh on straightening out each one of those things. Masechet Brachot, what does Brachot speak about? It speaks about Kriyat Shema, resetting Shema. brachot, tefillah. So that's all talking about coming close to a Kadosh Baruch Hu, right? The hit palel is to take account of oneself and to speak to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Like the Rav would say, I understand, like you surrender yourself to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. So that's what brachot is. So that's the shalom, the story about the shalom between you and God. That's one shalom. Then the next mesecta we have is Nazir, so or Yivamot rather, Yivamot. So Yivamot is La Kim Lachi of Shame. In other words, you want to do right by your deceased brother to continue on his family, so to speak, by taking his Yivama. That's Shalom Bein Adam Lachabero. That's peace between man and his fellow man. And then we have Mesechet Nazir. Mesechet Nazir talks about why does a person become a Nazir? He sees Sota B'Kil Kula. A person sees the woman who strays away because she drank too much. So he's Floroeso Tabakil Kula. Whoever sees a sota straying, he'll take a netter to become a nazir. So he doesn't want to have anything to do with wine. I see what wine leads to. So that's the type of thing it means. It's saying that, you know, things that lead to the destruction of the marital relationship, ishto ishto. And finally, Sefer Kritot talks about all the aveirot. I think there are 36 that you're the key of kari for, and that's between guf and neshama, between man and his neshama. You know, I want to combine this with something that Rav Simon has in one of the parshiot and Parshas Naso. Rav Simon has something similar. So it says by Birchas Konim, it says, Ko tevarchu ibn Israel amor lehem. This is the way that you should give a bracha to call Israel amor lehem. Aleph mem vav resh. So amor, how much does that come out to in gematria? That's 247. So the Paneach Raza, he's a Rishon. He says it's the same as Zemer. Zemer means a song. In other words, Paneach Raza is like the Kohanim, simple Pshat Kohanim. They sing when they bless people. But another way to understand Zemer is to prune. By Zomer b'tzarich la'etzim. We had this in Masechet Shabbat. It was like you're pruning the tree. Pruning. Cutting. Oh, one second. So it means that we're going to break down the divisions, hopefully, with the bracha between you and the Ribono Shel Olam. And spar and bring down, like Psuke de Zimra, we could say Psukim verses of song, or we could say Psukim de Zimra, Psukim that break down the barriers between us and a Kadosh Baruch Hu. So that's one thing that breaks down. And then it also breaks down the mechitza between you and your fellow man. In other words, like people have conflicts with their fellow man. Shul's unfortunately all full of that. When it comes to shul, they have a big fight. Home and speak about it during the week and come back and they shop and fight again. Anyway, so Mechitza Chas V'Shalom. Anyway, so he says the Mechitza Ben Adam L'Chaveiro. So he speaks about it. He mentions the Tferet Yehonatan, Rabbi Yonatan Ibishutz. It says by Yosef, by Ruachav, by Ruachav, it says by Ruachav Yotoah Avihem Mikol Chav Vaisnu Oto. That the brothers saw that Yaakov likes Yosef. They couldn't speak to him l'shalom. So at first, Yonatan says that, like, if you have taina against somebody, you should speak it out. And then the person, like the Rambam says, you have a taina, so the person will either, you know, try to defend himself, or he'll say, I'm sorry, I didn't realize this, but you'll get it out. But when you don't say anything, it, like, grows and grows and grows. That's the way the first Yonatan says. So he says, so the brothers would have spoken to Yosef, but they felt that anything they said to Yosef goes to the father. The father's going to have more agnes nefesh as a result of this, so they didn't speak. So that's what caused the whole thing. That's between man and his fellow man. And then between man and himself. So he quotes from the Chasam Sofer, it's a pasuk, it says, V'leiv kol chacham leiv natati chachma. It were about tabera kol chachmei leiv, Hashem leitiv ruach chachma. You, Moshe Rabbeinu, should speak to all the chachmei leiv, all the smart-hearted people, that I filled with chachma. So it sounds like it's repeating itself. Speak to all the chachma leiv that I filled with chachma. So if they're chachma leiv, they already have the chachma. So the Chasam Sofer says it means I want you to go to these people and tell them that I filled them with chachma, that they could do this task, that they have it within them, the abilities to build the Mishkan, to make the big day kuhuna. So that's the idea that, in other words, we want to break down the, like with Birchas Kohanim, that's the bracha, you know, break down the barriers between, you know, man and God, between man and his fellow man, and man and himself, and you know, and that's what all the masechta that end with Talmidei Chachamim Arbim Shalom Ba'Olam. That's what Torah is all about. Like you immerse in the Torah from a Kadosh Baruch Hu, and that's, you know, all the Rachel Shalom. All the ways of Hashem are Shalom, that hopefully can be into shalom, because there, you know, I'm sure you know from your own experience in life that each one of these things, they take something from you. If you're not getting along with somebody, I mean, you need going through life, but that takes something from you, drains you. If you're not on the same wavelength with a Kadosh Baruch Hu, that also drains you. If you're not on the same wavelength with your spouse, that also is a big drain on a person. The difficult, it gives you a tzara. So the Torah, but the answer is Daf Yomi. Remember, we learned the Daf yesterday, and we went through the, I'm just repeating, remember, in yesterday's Gemara, we learned that Rabbi Gamliel, he saw a ship go down, and it broke apart, and he says, oh, Gevolt, Rabbi Akiva is on ship, what's going to be with him? And then he comes on dry land, and Rabbi Akiva is there studying Torah. He says, what happened to you? How did you get on dry land? He says, I grabbed onto a daf. I grabbed onto a board of the ship, and then each wave, I went with the flow. So Rameir Simcha, Rameir Shapiro of Lublin, founder of Daf Yomi, says it means you grab onto the Daf Yomi. Whatever the problems are in life, you grab onto the daf. You drag yourself to the base medrash. You shut everything off, and that will help, that'll keep you from all the problems, hashkafa, life, everything. That's Daf Yomi. So again, I'm grateful for all our sponsors. And again, I want to thank all our Sunday people. That's Dr. Michael Frank is here. He's the only one from the Sunday people who are here, the people of Magid Ashir on Sunday. And we have Rabbi Dr. Lieber Cohn and Rabbi Dr. Barak Greenfield and Dr. Avi Goldberg. Thank you to all of them. Thank you to all of you for helping to make this Daf Yomi. Thank you to the people who came tonight. Now, we're going to hear from Rafi. We'll do the last line of the Gemara. And then I think, Yosef, how about you doing the Hadron? Is that okay? You do the Hadron for us? He wants you to do the Hadron. Okay. All right. So he wants you to... Okay, so he wants you to do the Hadron. I mean, to do the Hadron. Okay, then he's doing the Hadron. Then I need somebody else for the... that's what I figured. I wanted to help you out, but your friend messed you up. No, Yosef, I think you should do the Hadron. He should do the Kaddish. He likes the Kaddish. You do the Hadron. Okay, we got that worked out. And now, let me see who we do the next Masechta. So, you know what, Gavriel, do you feel up to reading the first line of Maseches Ksubos? Can you do that first, Gavriel? No? All right. So Gavriel's not going to do that. So let me see who else we can grab for the first line. Say, Michael, you're good at that. Maybe you'll read the next Mishnah on Ksubos, and there's Ksubos on the table, and you can give him one. Okay? So now we're ready to go. Rafi, okay, so we're going to hear from Rafi now. Then we're going to hear from the Hadron, and then the women are going to exit for the Kaddish, and then we'll do the next Masechta. Okay, you're on, Rafi.
Okay, come on, you're on. Adan Allah Masih Ramon Bahadan Alan. Datan Allah Masih Ramon Badatan Alan. Lan Nitahim Mina, Mustafi Ramon, Elan Titne Shay Minan, Labama Dadin, Labama Date. He does some Panessa Dunai, the Hino Melavino. She eat or Tarasha Munatino, Olam Haze, Ute, Imano, Lamaba, Hanina Ba Papa, Rami Ba Papa, Lahoma Papa, Ahai Ba Papa, Abba Mavi Ba Papa. Afram by Papa, Rafish by Papa, Surah by Papa, Ada by Papa, Daru by Papa. Avev na Adonai, Hino et Devito, Toratha, Yifinu, Yul Amecha, Vise, Vine, Ulanu, Anachu, Vise, Sainu, Vise, Sae, Sainu, Vise, Sae, Amecha, Vise, Ulanu, Yede, Shemecha, Lamne, Toratha, Lishma, Me, Oivai, Tehak, Meini, יסותך כי לעולם היא לי, היא ליבי תמים בחוקיך, למען לא אבוש לעולם לא ישכח בחוקיך, כי גם חייתני. ברוך אתה, אדוני, למדין חוקיך, אמן, 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 צלע ואל. מדהים, אנחנו לפניך, אדוני, אלוהינו ולאבותינו, ששמת אלכינו מיושבי בית המדרש, ולא שמתה חלקנו מיושבי קרנות, שאנו משכימים והם משכימים, אנו משכימים לתורה והם משכימים לדברים בטלים, אנו עמלים והם עמלים, אנו עמלים ומקבלים שכר והם עמלים ואנו מקבלים שכר, אנו רצים והם רצים, אנו רצים לחיי עולם הבא והם רצים לבאר שחר, ונאמר אתה אלוהים תורידם לבאר שחר, אנשי דמי ומרמה לא יתפסו ימיהם, אני אפתח בה, יהי רצון לפניך אדוני אלוהי כשם שזכרתני, שעזרתנו לסיים לשחד לבמות, כן תעזרנו להתחיל למסכתות וספרים אחרים, ולסיימם ללמוד ולשמור לעשות גם בבית המות, תודה רבה בעבר, זכות כל התנאים והמוראים, תלמידי חכמים, יעמוד לי יעמדנו, יעמוד לנו, וזרענו, שלא תעמוד התורה מפינו, ומפי זרענו, וזרע זרענו עד עולם, תקיים בי, בנו, והתחלקך, תנחה אותך, ושוכבך, לשמור עליך, והכיסותה, היא תסתיכך, כי בי ירגו ימיך ויוסיפו לך שנות חיים, אורך ימים וימינו ושמאלה, כל שכבוד עדנה עוזר מותן, אדוני יברך את עמו בשלום.
פופור פנה מן קודם ונשמיה ועלה ונועמד, יהד אמרו שמיה וחיים טובים עלינו ועבודם אמן. עושה שלום ירום אמן, כולם שלום עלינו, על כל
ישראל. Okay, so now Dr. Frank is going to read the first Mishnah in Ksubas and then we'll off to our meal.
It's the Maftayach of Shas. And tomorrow night is, tomorrow is the yard site of Rav David Lifshitz, Zecher Tzadik Livracha. This was his, tonight, this was his favorite Masechta. Besulas Nises Liyom HaRavi, a virgin would traditionally get married on a Wednesday. V'almana Liyom Chamishi, a widow on a Thursday. Shepamayim B'Shabbos, Bate Dine Yoshvim B'Ayoros, Biyom Sheni uviyom Hamishi, because traditionally in many communities, Bezdin only met on Monday and Thursday. Sheim Hayu Lo Tanis Besulim, because were the man to claim that he got shortchanged, he thought he's marrying a Betula and Pesach Betuach Motsasi. He found that she's not a basula. He would come with a monetary claim to Besdin saying, I gave a ksuva of Matayim Zuz, but I got cheated because I should have had one only for 100 Zuz. And so that's why they had the tradition to have the chasna very close. So in the morning, he could come right away with the Tainas ksuva.
All right, Yishko, everybody's invited to Suda.